Donald Trump followed in his father Fred's footsteps and soon after graduate school was running the family real estate business. Over the years, Trump has owned and sold many of the city's great buildings, including the Plaza Hotel and the St. Moritz. He bought property near Grand Central Terminal and turned it into a Hyatt. But it was an old rail yard on the city's west side where Trump solidified his legacy. WNYC's Janet Babin reports that Trump's tenacity at Riverside South changed the city's skyline, even though he didn't finish the building and no longer owns the property.
Long before Donald Trump was trash-talking Fox anchor Megyn Kelly, he was bad-mouthing Upper West Side City Councilwoman Ronnie Eldridge.
Ronnie Eldridge doesn't know what she's talking about. Ronnie Eldridge is second-rate in just about every way.
This was in the early 1990s, when a large swath of the West Side, 59th to 72nd Streets, was still a vast, underused rail yard. In the 1970s, Trump had wanted to develop this land as federally subsidized housing. A decade or so later, he bought the property and was trying again. This time, true to his image, he wanted to build the biggest shopping mall on the East Coast and the city's tallest building. But Councilwoman Eldridge was standing in Trump's way.
And, you know, she's just a woman that doesn't have a great grasp of finance or anything else. And, you know, she's done a very bad job representing her constituents.
At the time, Trump reportedly owed Chase Bank millions on the loan for the land. While he waited for council approval, his interest bills were piling up, just as his Atlantic City projects were going bust. Eldridge used Trump's money woes to argue against the West Side development.
Trump owes close to $250 million to Chase Manhattan Bank for the site. Why did the bank lend him so much? He is in a half a dozen bankruptcy situations and has spent the last 2 years averting a complete collapse.
Building luxury housing along the Hudson River was controversial, visionary even, says Jeff Gorrell, chairman of Newmark Grubb Knight Frank.
I think Riverside South was a very risky project at the time, and a lot of people questioned the viability of building apartments so far west.
The West Side project was fraught with community opposition ever since its inception in the 1970s and pitted Trump against the community.
Welcome to the livable city. For more than 80 years...
Back then, Trump's proposal was debated on a Municipal Arts Society program that aired on WNYC.
To make our citizens more aware of municipal problems and...
Show moderator Doris Friedman worried about the staggering density of Trump's plan.
Mr. Trump started out by talking about 20,000 units. It's come down now to about 14,500. And I think this is still a great area of concern.
Even though the project was reshaped and cut nearly in half, the community wanted the West Side Highway moved and Riverside Park extended to the south. Environmental consultant Daniel Gutman helped to broker a compromise plan. He says at first, Trump promised the land for the park, but not the cash.
He comes in and he has a pad of paper and he draws a line. And he says, okay, that's the highway. I'll take that part of the property and you can have the other part.
Eventually, Trump agreed to build and pay for the park, and he let go of the skyscraper idea and the huge shopping mall. After decades of debate, approval came. But for Trump, it was perhaps too little too late. Gutman says Trump had to sell the majority share of the property to investors from Southeast Asia.
The only thing that remained was his name on it. That's why people thought it was his, but it really wasn't.
The words Trump Place remain emblazoned on seven of the glassy Riverside South towers now, even though Trump no longer owns them. Gabby Warshauer with CityRealty.com says the project is an example of Trump's real success in licensing his name to other projects and buildings.
Donald Trump is no longer considered one of the city's preeminent real estate developers. And his commercial holdings don't place him among the city's top office or retail owners.
According to public records and Actovia Commercial Mortgage Intelligence, 17 buildings in New York City bear the Trump name. But the organization owns only a couple of them and manages a few more. Still, Donald Trump has been successful at making those buildings synonymous with opulence and wealth. And Warshauer says they command a premium when sold. They also provide Trump with international name recognition, a priceless commodity for any presidential hopeful. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.
In New York, New Jersey, and well beyond, Donald Trump is perhaps best known for his brand. It's emblazoned on buildings, casinos, golf courses. So how would you describe that brand? Let us know by calling 855-8-MY-WNYC. we may play your comments on the air.